The world's richest countries bought nearly all the early doses of the COVID-19 vaccines even before the vaccines were approved. As we've been reporting, some less wealthy countries, including many in Africa, are struggling to make sure they're not left out. For one expert, the effort is intensely personal. NPR's Nurit Eisenman reports.
When the pandemic first hit, Hitesh Hergchand had one overriding concern. How do I protect my mother? He'd fall into these bouts of despair.
Oh my God. It was like every other day.
Hergchand lives in Boston. His mother, Tulja, was in South Africa. A widow living at an assisted living facility, she also had diabetes, hypertension, heart issues.
Yeah, so she had a suite of health problems.
But Hergchand happened to have deep experience in a very relevant field. He's an epidemiologist and expert on setting up pharmaceutical supply chains in low and middle income countries. So Hergchand threw himself into a series of coronavirus logistics projects for Africa. This was how he was going to cope with his anxiety over his mother.
I was doing things at a macro level, but in the hope that to get things right, and one day I could just get on the plane and go back and see her.
He worked with his employer, the United Nations World Food Program, on getting protective gear to Africa. Then, when it became clear that the world could not be relied on to ensure Africa got its fair share of vaccines, Hergchand took on a second, unpaid role, advising the African Union on how to buy vaccines directly. Every day at 5 a.m., he'd take calls with those officials. And he'd call his mother.
You know, telling my mother, like, please wear a mask. And, you know, the vaccines are coming.
And Tulja, his mother, she knew what Hergchand was doing was important, even if she didn't understand all the details.
My mom grew up very poor, extremely poor. She didn't make it past, like, elementary school. She wasn't allowed to go to school.
But all her life, Tulja had this irrepressible spirit. Blocked from education, she channeled her energy into becoming an incredible home cook. Her specialty was this red bean dish from her Gujarati Indian heritage.
It's very savory and spicy, and with like naan or rice, it's just amazing.
Also, says Hergchand,
you know, she had this incredible faith in a higher power.
As the months went by, over and over again, she'd tell Hergchand, don't worry, it's going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. By New Year's Eve, Hergchand was starting to believe it. The African Union's negotiations with vaccine makers were progressing. His mother was still COVID-free. Then, on January 3rd at 1 a.m., Hergchand got the call he'd been dreading. Tulja had tested positive. He raced to help.
Desperate phone calls to, you know, see if we could get her access to a hospital.
But South Africa was in the throes of a COVID surge. Hospital after hospital turned her away. No beds. Within 3 days, Tulja was gone. She was 76. Hergchand is still coming to terms.
I worked so hard to make sure that we could get stuff right for South Africa.
But he says, I couldn't solve this for my mother. Nurit Eisenman, NPR News.